Good morning. It's Joe McGee, a Planning for Life and Financial Planning Consultant from Helsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 6th of February. Very cold, chilly, snowy February morning up here in North Yorkshire. Last week was generally a very positive week. We had some positive economic news from around the world, although this was somewhat countered by a post-holiday dip in consumer sentiment, and I think I know the feeling at the moment. Earnings reports were mixed as well. Looking at highlights of last week, the main points, I think the biggest one really was the US top news was a significant increase in non-farm payrolls announced on Friday, way above expectations. We also saw upgrades to previous month's statistics, and the unemployment rate fell to 8.3%, its lowest rate since February 2009. And of course, markets took that very positively. On the downside, though, consumer confidence softened a bit and home prices fell marginally. But as everyone says, that's probably just the time of year. Across in Europe, the Greece negotiations drag on and will probably drag on beyond midday today, adding a whole new meaning to the word flexibility when used to describe deadlines. EU jobless figures were announced last week. They were up again, albeit it was the smallest rise for some time. That left unemployment in the Eurozone at 10.4%, but conversely, unemployment in Germany continued to fall, and it's now down to 6.7%. A graphic illustration, if ever one was needed, of the difference between North Europe and South Europe. In the EU, the fiscal pact and bailout fund arrangements were finalised last week, much to everyone's relief. And heading across to the Far East, markets generally very positive post New Year celebrations. And that was supported by upbeat manufacturing data from China. On the currency markets, the dollar continued to strengthen, especially against the euro and the yen. And bond yields rose marginally as investors began to switch out of bonds into equities, taking advantage of more positive equity trends. Surprisingly, oil dropped a little, although it was a very quiet trading week in the oil markets. So let's look at the numbers for last week. Generally, positive week all round, although Japan was unchanged. Far East was up 1%, Europe up about 3.5%, UK also up about 3.5%, US up 2%. Oil, West Texas Intermediate was down 2% to $98 a barrel. Gold was down 1% to $1,728. So what's the bottom line? Well, there seems to be some calm in the markets as indications of a mild recovery in global economic growth take investors' attention away from the dreaded European debt crisis. Although if the Greek talks fail, their attention could focus very strongly back on that particular topic in a very short space of time. Across the US, the picture continues to brighten with a manufacturing-led recovery helping to reduce unemployment, which is what everyone thinks is a Goldilocks scenario. And indeed it is. However, it seems likely that central banks will continue to keep a very easy monetary policy in place. But any positive or negative indications on that subject will be seen as very important by investors generally. So what's happening this week? Market moving events will both the Eurozone and UK central banks meet for the monthly policy meeting. We see a lot of trade and manufacturing data come out of Europe this week. We also see the ongoing Greek debt negotiations supposed to be finished by midday today, Monday. Wouldn't bet on it. We see in the Far East trade and inflation figures from China and the Far East. Those China inflation figures will be looked at very closely, of course. And it's also a heavy week for corporate earnings, companies reporting their figures from the last quarter of last year. Here at PFL, it's a reasonably quiet week. I have to be in Harrogate today, and weather permitting, I will be out of the office on a long walk tomorrow, then have client meetings Wednesday and Thursday. So that's it for me. Hope this is of use. Look forward to speaking to you again next week. In the meantime, please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Please contact Planning for Life or your financial advisor before taking any action relating to your first personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you very much. Take care.